Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Well, someone behind palace walls hated Meghan Markle, and there was a personal animosity towards her. Well, that's the claim from Robert Lacey, author of Battle of Brothers, out this week. Lacey said, "There was personal animosity in the palace towards Meghan, and the feeling is mutual. There was somebody in the palace, and I can't name them, who hated Meghan. There is no love lost there. The palace expected Harry to marry a nice girl called Annabel or Henrietta and go and live in the country. They didn't expect this bombshell." Well, just how accidental was it that Catherine Kate Middleton ended up at the University of St. Andrews in the autumn of 2001 at precisely the same time as Prince William? That's the question asked by the Daily Mail in a long excerpt from Battle of Brothers. In August 2000, Kate's A-level results arrived in the post, two A's and a B, exactly the grade she needed to secure her place at her first-choice university, Edinburgh. This is where she and two of her best friends from Marlborough College, Alice and Amelia, had long planned to study, and the three girls had already travelled up to Edinburgh together to set up their lodgings. Out in Belize, where he was on military exercise with the Welsh Guards, Prince William received similarly welcome news. He'd achieved the A, B, and C grades that he needed to secure his place at St. Andrews to study history of art the following year. When this was made public, it was the first time the world knew of it. Kate immediately changed her mind about going to Edinburgh. She told Alice and Amelia that she wouldn't be joining them after all. She decided to apply to St. Andrews to study history of art, like William, and also to take a gap year off. Did Catherine Middleton, 18, suddenly discover the virtues of the History of Art course offered by the University of St. Andrews? Or did she apply to St. Andrews because she wanted to meet a prince? Tuesday, March 26, 2002, the date has passed into royal folklore. It was the moment when Prince William first set eyes on Kate sashaying down a fashion runway in her underwear. Everyone agrees that it all started on that catwalk in an austere and drafty Scottish student union, but it was not quite as simple as it sounds. For a start, that evening was very far from being the first time that Kate and William had encountered each other. They'd almost certainly met while they were still at school, Wills at Eton and Kate at Marlborough College, and during her gap year, Kate had herself confided to acquaintances that she'd already met the prince once or twice before. Here's another question. Given all we know about the serious and purposeful young Kate Middleton being so professional and private and careful, a real buttoned-up little William in many ways, aren't we somewhat surprised to discover her sashaying down a catwalk in her underwear? And what about the prince? Have we ever heard of Prince William willingly sitting down in the front row of a fashion show before or since? No wonder William was impressed. "Wow," he whispered to Fergus Boyd, "Kate's hot." That very evening at the after-show party, William and Kate were seen kissing each other. More from the Battle of Brothers. At the end of March 2004, news of William and Kate's relationship finally broke. "Look, I'm only 22, for God's sake," William exploded when asked about his marriage plans. "I don't want to get married until I'm at least 28 or maybe 30. So in the summer of 2004, with just a year to go until his graduation, he rather welcomed the mischievous suggestion of his friend from childhood, Guy Pally, that he might leave Kate at home and join his friend on a boys-only sailing trip to Greece. And Pally made another suggestion, that the yacht might be staffed and operated by an all-female crew. Kate was not impressed, and made sure William knew it. By 2006, the couple had been dating seriously for the best part of 5 years. Yet when William invited Kate to join him that year at Sandringham for the royal family's traditional Christmas lunch, she refused. It was the first time the Queen had extended such an invitation to an unregistered girlfriend. But Kate had her own take on that break with tradition. She would go to Sandringham on Christmas Day only when she was engaged and had a ring to prove it. Prince William finally made up his mind, age 28, when he went down on one knee during a 2010 safari holiday in Kenya. And my thanks to someone who's always on a safari holiday, John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis, this is Palace Intrigue, and good times.